concept of belief, I think, is a funny thing, because you have so many individuals who have these ideas and these ideals, rather, and they tend to just defend it blindly without necessarily doing the work to understand the fundamental aspect of that belief. And I think it's extremely weird, and it's also detrimental. But then again, those are my thoughts. And the main point of this is just to raise the question about what are your ideals, and do you understand the fundamental aspect of where this came from and where it could potentially lead? And this goes into different facets of life, such as your religion, your what you think about, what you think is possible. But mainly on the tenets of things like religions, for example, whereby a lot of people blindly defend a particular religion or subsect of a religion or a thing without really knowing what they're talking about. And when you present them with certain information, you start to realize that a lot of people have no idea. And I don't know if that's a good strategy. So I guess that's the question for you. Is that a good strategy to defend something without knowing where it comes from, where it's going to, and without having the objectivity to actually ask yourself these things? Because basically we come into life, for example, as just individuals who are born into this thing whereby your parents teach you what to do, what to say, how to dress, how to be in society, how to grow up. They basically mold you. And after a while, if you really look back at it, a lot of us have no more free thought. And we've lost that process. Sorry, guys, I'm kind of just tired here, but these thoughts are just running through my mind, whereby you're born into this world, you have no idea where you're going, you have no idea why, you have no idea what's going on at all, and you wake up later as you're 14 years old, 15, 25, 60 years old, and you realize you've believed this thing for the rest of, for the whole life, or for your whole life, rather, and you don't really even know why you believe in that or why your ideals are this way, and you've had this closed mindset the whole way and you can't even engage in dialogue. I think that is something that we should look into personally, or like on a personal level. It's more or less, what are our ideals? Why do we believe in these things? And do we understand our current position, the position of others, and do we understand the facts behind what we are doing? Because I've realized that a lot of people just do things blindly just because it's always been that way, they follow it, so, or just because it's like the social norms and it's, well, how they were born, is their normal life. And I think that is completely weird, honestly speaking, whereby if you don't challenge it or challenge your thought or challenge why or really understand it, it's just, I don't know, it's just, it just leads you down a rabbit hole, to be honest with you. And it makes you walk in this life like a tunnel. And if you think about it, like the London Underground, the New York Underground, for example, it's like you're literally in a tunnel speeding through underneath where there's a completely whole other world outside. And just because you choose not to step out to see that, you simply just remain in the tunnel. Everything's black. There's a light at the end, sometimes not. And you're just speeding through, I think. Yeah, really, I'm tired. But yeah, and you're just speeding through the tunnel and you don't really know where you're heading. You don't know where you started. You don't know why you started. You don't know where the journey's going. I think that's just radical. It's really out there. So I think it's always good to step out and kind of like check out what you're doing. One of a free thinker I know, for example, on like the religion side of things, someone like Osho, for example. Osho, I don't really know how you guys say his name, but he goes and breaks down the fabric of belief. And from his thoughts, you can understand that this is someone who is objective and has taken the time to understand the different tenets of religion, or different facets of religion, rather, that currently exist. And you read books like Sapiens, for example, which obviously could be kind of heretical or out there in terms of conclusions, but they do something which is make you understand where things actually come from, the origin of it, the bloody past, the bloody goals, rather, or just the whole mix of what's going on within that line of thought and how misconstrued it often is. So my thing for this evening is just, do you know what you're doing? Do you know what you're saying? Do you know what you're defending? If you do, that's great. Have you understood the other aspects to your belief and the opposite sides of your belief? Have you explored it in depth with an objective mindset to actually go in there, listen and understand from the other people's perspective, and to see things and be critical of what you're doing? I think that was where we start to gain a lot of power and a lot of actually knowledge. Because knowledge, in my opinion, it can be pinpointed, you can be a specialist at something, but in terms of life, you don't really gain knowledge or an understanding of life without understanding the other perspective, which you don't believe in, or you don't think critically of what exactly it is you're doing currently. I think the ability to do that is one of the greater aspects of understanding your own philosophy and understanding yourself, which is being critical of what you're doing, why you do it, and be ready to engage in deeper discussions that completely disprove and disavow what you're talking about or what you believe in, and all the beliefs you hold. Because I think as soon as you do that, you just start to understand more about everything, and then you really set up on the path, or you are set up on the path to understanding. I think that is important. I think that is something to be done. I think you should engage in discussion, deeper discussion, talk.